Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending? It was a running of the bulls in Houston. You know that thing where the latch on your bull transport truck gets loose and then all the bulls get out? That happened yesterday. Houston, we have a problem. It was a driver transporting cattle from a Houston livestock show and rodeo. Lost more than 24 of their animals, and this happened on a busy interstate, I-45 North Freeway, leaving lanes closed for 3.5 hours. People stuck, couldn't go anywhere because there's literally bulls running around. 31 cows and bulls escaped. They were on the loose and running in and out of traffic. And so at least one cow was struck by a car during the incident, causing that vehicle to flip over. It's a big beast when you hit it. And then, Jan, the video of people trying to direct the cattle one way or another, like put their hands up and get it to stop or something. Big horns moving on through. It took a lot of work to wrangle them back, but they did some 3.5 hours later.
Did they use red like capes like you see them do?
Well, yeah, and that's why I keep a bullfighter cape in the car at all times just in case.
Excellent. Yeah. Wow.
You know,
I can't believe.
You know, there was some Morgan Wallen style cowboy going, "I got this, man. I got my rope."
Yeah, but think about that. Like 31.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's yes. A lot. And they're all not going in the same direction.
No,
they're running everywhere.
But Jan, what I noticed, they use the buddy system. So they really do travel at least in pairs. Sometimes there'd be a handful of them, but there was never like one on its own unless it got completely abandoned.
Yeah,
so they're definitely, they travel in packs and herds.
Ooh.
But it was, 3.5 hours. I'd just be annoyed to be stuck in traffic going, really? It's Houston. It's hot. You know
right,
how it is.
Exactly.
There was that. Out of Washington, a little group text. Whoopsie. So there was a military action last 2 weeks ago. There was a strike on Yemen. And apparently when this all went down, there was a group text on Signal, which is a private, well, I'll say public. It's not government run. You know, it's like any messaging system that you have. Signal, somebody brought in the wrong person on the group text. That person, the editor of The Atlantic, who says he started getting all this military information that he didn't ask for, wasn't signed up for, probably shouldn't be looking at, but somehow was looped in, and he's not quite sure how. He realized at first he said he thought it was fake. He thought he was being spoofed by someone, thought, oh, yeah, why would all these people be on this group chat, group text? And then he realized, wait, this looks legit because the stuff that was being relayed to him, the information, the military strategic strike information, all happened as it said it would. So he goes, well, I think this is legit. Realized they probably shouldn't be part of this chat, so he removed himself from it, but went public yesterday. and said, hey, this is what happened. Somebody needs to keep a better eye on things. And yeah, I don't think the story is over yet. Some people in the White House are like, whoops, yeah, okay, well, that was a mistake. Thanks for watching it. And then I believe the military leader there, Pete, said that didn't happen now. Said there's absolutely no way that happened and this guy's not to be believed. So this is going to come down to politicians and or military leaders versus reporters at this time. That's kind of how it looks. So not a good situation in Washington, but...
I mean, a bunch of times, not a ton, but I've been put into text groups where I'm not supposed to be part of it or email chains.
We all know how we could happen.
Oh, absolutely. So I totally believe. And just the way everyone was talking about it yesterday, I mean, wow.
Yeah. So just interesting that that Pete now is denying, saying, nah, that never happened. So I don't know. We'll wait and see how that
they
plays
got
out.
To him. I've seen it in the movies. They've gotten to him.
I've seen this episode.
I've seen it.
Episode 3.
Yep.
NCAA basketball last night. USC's Juju Watkins out for the season after a knee injury. Suffered a season-ending knee injury during a game Monday night, the women's March Madness game against Mississippi State. USC star is out for the season. Torn anterior cruciate ligament. I'm no knee doctor. That just sounds like it hurts. And when you see her go down. Not good, not good. A team still won,
ACL.
So they're moving on. ACL, yeah. I'm familiar with the ACL, and man, that can take a while to heal up. So, yeah, that's Juju Watkins is out, one of the big stars in NCAA basketball. And finally, this morning, we get news that there could be a little special coming out with Kevin Hart. It's a Netflix comedy special, 72 hours. How does he find time? That guy has more shows and... programs.
Well, maybe
and
that's
features.
Why he was doing all the added shows, you know, in Buffalo. Maybe some of that's going to be on his special.
Oh, no, this is a comedy. This is like a show show.
Oh, a show show? Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a comedy show.
No, this isn't.
Oh, it's like
no,
a sitcom.
It's a comedy. Yeah, yeah. It's like gotcha. Well, I'm not sure if it's sitcom or if it's like The Office type of show. 40-year-old executive who hopes to save his failing career by joining a group of 20-somethings. On a wild 3-day bachelor party after he's inadvertently added to their group text. See how it all ties together?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a Netflix comedy, 72 hours. I think it might be a movie or a show. We'll wait and see. But that being announced yesterday, that's it for News and Views this morning. Time right now is 6:24.